This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. This is a big night for the New England Patriots. In Foxborough, the Pats take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC Championship game, and apparently the fans rooting for the Pats include the president.
In the audience, we have somebody that's under no pressure whatsoever because he's got a great quarterback named Tom Brady and a great coach named Belichick, Bob Kraft. So good luck, Bob.
That's Donald Trump at an Election Eve dinner in Washington. President Trump has claimed support from Patriots owner Bob Kraft, coach Bill Belichick, and quarterback Tom Brady. WBUR's Shira Springer reports on the division that's created in Patriots Nation.
In the shadow of Gillette Stadium, tailgaters brave temperatures near 20 degrees, burned burritos, and political talk. And Patriots fans who support Trump take pride in sharing an apparent political preference with Kraft, Belichick, and Brady.
I do like the idea that they're both Trump supporters, and I like the idea that they came out and said it, because the atmosphere is totally wrong. You can be a Hillary supporter, but you can't come out and say you're a Trump supporter in Massachusetts.
That's 62-year-old Barry Dwyer of Millis talking 2 hours before the Patriots took on the Houston Texans in the divisional round of the playoffs. Seeing a Make America Great Again hat in Brady's locker way back in September 2015, he thought,
"You look like my locker. I have one also."
Brady and Trump are golf buddies, and Brady calls Trump a good friend. Trump claimed Brady voted for him, but the quarterback has kept quiet about politics since the election.
I talked to my wife. She said I can't talk about politics anymore, so I think that's a good decision made for our family.
But some Trump-leaning tailgaters wouldn't mind hearing Brady say more. Now that Trump's president, 41-year-old Jennifer Longshaw of Providence, believes he deserves support from everyone. And she likes seeing Kraft visit Trump Tower days after the election. But Longshaw thinks the politics of the Patriots, whether pro-Trump or pro-Clinton, shouldn't matter much.
Everybody's decision is their own, and you shouldn't be swayed no matter what the Patriots owner feels or what a celebrity feels. It's how you feel, and that's how you make a choice.
Donald Trump, however, clearly thought the support of key Patriots could sway voters. On Election Eve, Trump read a letter from Belichick at a New Hampshire rally.
Congratulations on a tremendous campaign. You have dealt with an unbelievable, slanted and negative media and have come out beautifully. Beautiful.
Belichick did not appear to enjoy his moment in the political spotlight. He said this the day after the election.
My comments are not politically motivated. I have a friendship and a loyalty to Donald. A couple weeks ago, we had Secretary of State Kerry in our locker room. It's another friend of mine. Can't imagine two people with more different political views than those two. But to me, friendship and loyalty is just about that. It's not about political or religious views.
Despite that explanation, the letter was too much for Bethany Graham of Concord, New Hampshire. The Patriots fan is boycotting her team's games.
It just was like a slap in the face because this Bill Belichick wrote that letter well after the campaign that was so divisive. I mean, there was no reason to write that kind of letter unless you really meant it.
Graham isn't the only Patriots fan boycotting games this season. Al Cantor, also from Concord, New Hampshire, is another one.
Had they all voted for Trump and kept their mouths closed, that wouldn't bother me. But they used their position and prestige and influence in a way that I thought was utterly inappropriate and left a terrible taste in my mouth.
Both Graham and Cantor wrote to Kraft criticizing Belichick, and both say they heard nothing back. Graham and Cantor know other Patriots fans feel the way they do, but they suspect it's a small minority that won't be watching the AFC Championship tonight. And for Patriots fans who will be watching, it's likely they'll be joined by a new viewer in the White House. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.